Hello and welcome to this Come to Jesus Daily devotional, where we continue in our series in the Gospel of Luke. And if you find this helpful, please do feel free to share it with anyone else. Let's continue reading from Luke 9, 28 to 36. About 8 days after Jesus said this, he took Peter, John and James with him and went up on a mountain to pray. As he was praying, the appearance of his face changed, and his clothing became as bright as a flash of lightning. Then two men, Moses and Elijah, appeared in glorious splendor talking with Jesus. They spoke about his departure, and which he was about to bring to fulfillment at Jerusalem. Peter and his companions were very sleepy, but when they became fully awake, he saw his glory and the two men standing with him. As the men were leaving Jesus, Peter said to him, "Master, it's good for us to be here. Let us put up three shelters, one for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah." He did not know what he was saying. While he was speaking, a cloud appeared and covered them, and they were afraid as they entered the cloud. A voice came from the cloud, saying, "This is my son whom I have chosen. Listen to him." When the voice had spoken, they found that Jesus was alone. The disciples kept this to themselves and did not tell anyone at that time what they had seen. Today's lesson: God wants to amaze us as he reveals Jesus' glory to us, so as to inspire us to listen and obey him. Let's say that again. God wants to amaze us as he reveals Jesus' glory to us, so as to inspire us to listen and obey him. Through this chapter and the previous chapter, we've been exposed to revelation about who Jesus is. We've seen him calm the storm, restore the man with a legion of demons. We've seen him heal the woman with an issue of blood for 12 years, raise Jairus' daughter from death. We've seen him give authority over sickness and demons to his disciples, feed 5,000, over 5,000. We've heard Peter's God-inspired confession that he's the Messiah. We've seen Jesus' prediction and thus his power over his suffering and death. All these things have helped us to answer the disciples' question from the previous chapter when they said, "Who is this? He commands even the winds and the waters and they obey him." Who is this? And all this revelation is to teach us that he is God, Saviour, King. But now added to all this revelation, Jesus is transfigured and we hear the Father's voice, God's voice, say over him, "This is my Son, whom I have chosen. Listen to him." Luke, I believe, is using the words "about 8 days later" because he wants to link this transfiguration moment with what has happened previously. Previously, he had told the disciples, "Take up your cross daily and follow me." And now we are being told by God, "This is my Son, whom I have chosen. Listen to him." Listen to him. Take up your cross daily and follow him. Sacrificially give up your life for him. Follow the Lord. Revelation of God is always meant to inspire faith, worship, and radical obedience. We all need regular revelation and response. We need revelation of the glory of God from his word and worship. And this in turn leads to our listening to him in loving response. We are to carry our cross each day by dying to our own will and choosing to listen to Jesus because we believe who he is. So in response, God wants to amaze us as he reveals Jesus' glory to us, so as to inspire us to listen and obey him. How are you ensuring that you are regularly inspired by the glory of Christ? If our hearts are cold and our obedience is wavering, it's time to see Jesus again and agree with the Father that "This is the Son whom I have chosen. I will listen to him." God bless you.